Analysis: over 23 million immigrants eligible to vote in U.S. ahead of 2024 election. By John Binder on November 25, 2023. Ahead of the highly anticipated 2024 presidential election, more than 23 million immigrants to the United States who now have naturalized American citizenship are eligible to cast ballots, new analysis reveals. The left-wing American Immigration Council released the analysis recently, giving a glimpse into the electoral power that the nation's annual importation of more than a million legal immigrants has given to naturalized citizens. As more immigrants naturalize and become eligible to vote, they continue to gain political power, the analysis states. The number of immigrant voters is only projected to rise in the next decade. And in some states, foreign-born voters are already capable of deciding elections. Based on 2021 figures, there are more than 23 million immigrants in the U.S. who are eligible to vote ahead of next year's election. Nearly 24 million immigrants have naturalized American citizenship. The analysis indicates that foreign-born eligible voters will again account for about 1 in 10 of all eligible voters in 2024, likely an unprecedented level of foreign-born eligible voters in the American electorate, giving enormous voting power to those who were not born in the U.S. The share of the American electorate that is foreign-born is immensely significant, because presidential elections, particularly in the nation's swing states, are decided often by small margins. The 2020 presidential election, for instance, was decided by just 7 million votes. In Nevada, President Joe Biden beat former President Donald Trump by only about 33,500 votes, as well as 10,400 votes in Arizona, nearly 11,800 votes in Georgia, about 81,600 votes in Pennsylvania, 154,000 votes in Michigan, and a little more than 20,600 votes in Wisconsin. Foreign-born voters are overwhelmingly more likely to support Democrat presidential candidates over Republican candidates. Though the data was tracked in the 2016 election, pollsters refused to track the data in the 2020 election. In 2016, though, failed Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton won foreign-born voters by 64% compared to Trump's 31%, CNN exit polls showed. Meanwhile, Trump won native-born American voters by 49% compared to Clinton's 45%. Put another way, if the 2016 election was up to foreign-born voters, Clinton would have beaten Trump in a historic landslide. As Breitbart News recently reported, the nation's foreign-born population is set to hit a record 50 million under Biden. The overwhelming majority, about 7 in 10 legal immigrants to the U.S. arrive via the process known as chain migration, where newly naturalized citizens are able to sponsor an unlimited number of green cards for foreign relatives. By 2043, the U.S. is on track to add an additional 15 million foreign-born voters to the American electorate if legal immigration levels go unreduced. About 8 million of those are expected to have arrived via chain migration or for no other reason than that they have family members living in the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.